This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Mondays mean we get to hang out with Mike Bernard. He's a journalist, also an analytical strategist, helping to get our heads around this world season that we live in. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you feel like you're in that bizarro world from all the Superman fans will realize, but everything is upside down and a little bit kooky. Mike, good morning. Like to hang out with you.
Yes, good morning, Brad, and good morning to the listeners.
Yeah, when I say bizarro world, I mean, it's a world in where even the Bulls win. So, you know, well done to the Bulls.
Yeah, don't take it too far now, Brad. But it's been a good rugby weekend, let's say, better than last weekend.
So yeah, for
sure. We've got a lot to be grateful for. All the teams won, and we really accept the Free State, but we're really grateful for that.
Yeah, that's so good. Let's just start here, if we can, even if we can just grab a moment. But this idea where a president just says, I'm going to impose tariffs on Denmark, Sweden, France, and the UK because you won't allow us to own a country, another country, or another region. And then parts of Europe saying, stop trying to blackmail us. I look at this and I'm thinking, we chatted about it last week, but this audacity to step in, and I'm not saying what's right and what's wrong, but just this idea of saying, I'm just going to take this, or I would like to take this over, or this should be ours now. Am I missing something, or is that something that people have always been doing and we just didn't realize it?
No, I think, let's be honest, it's wrong. We don't operate in that way in the world that we live in, Brad. It's unconstitutional. It's simply bullying, if you want to be brutally honest. And whether you support this guy or not, this guy, let's say President Donald Trump, whether you support him or not, we've got to be rational in our thinking. Just wanting to invade another country simply because you want the military security is not the way to do it. We live in a country in a world where diplomacy is the way to move forward. Mm. So obviously, for Mr. Donald Trump, And let's be very honest, this is not what the government of the U.S. wants. This is Mr. Donald Trump. There's a deep desire to secure energy, and that's why he invaded Venezuela, not to own Venezuela. Mr. Trump is not interested in owning Venezuela, but he wants to control the oil, because the main oil supplies of Venezuela is going to Russia and to China. You've got to control that. If he doesn't control it, they will. But it's exactly the same, just completely different for Greenland. For Greenland, it provides military security, because this is the strait between Russia and America. And I don't know how many people really know, Brad, you know, when we look at the map, as we understand the global map, we see Russia on the right and America on the left, and we think, wow, there's such a great distance between these two nations. What's the issue? Mm. I wonder if you know how far. What's the closest point between political Russia and political America?
Yeah,
it's literally 3.8 kilometers.
It's tiny, yeah. It almost joins. It's almost these two areas almost join each other. We see a map flat, but we forget it's actually a globe, yeah. And the left side and the right side connect.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and in 2020, Russia sent 50 warships between that small little strait. So you can imagine that America is on the edge of their seat. And if Russia can start controlling all the points that connects Russia to the USA military, this could be a disaster. So Mr. Trump, I don't think he really wants Greenland, but he wants to control it, because people say, well, why doesn't – he's already got a military base there. Why doesn't he just drop more soldiers there? Well, he can have a military base there, but he's not controlling the military action. So Mr. Donald Trump is thinking strategically. Make no mistake, this is not a stupid notion, I want Greenland. It's very, very strategic thinking. There's sense behind what he wants, but the way he does things, Brad, is just so so unconventional in the world that we live in. And he acts like a bully, and it's not pleasant to watch. Even with South Africa, when he talks about South Africa and Iran, you know, participating in the naval exercise, we're part of BRICS. We don't really have an option who we want to allow to participate in. We are part of a global community. We don't necessarily like it, but at the same time, it opens doors for us into Iran, into China, into India. So we should think differently about these things, Brad.
Yeah, and Denmark is also just not going to fall over, you know, and submit and say, here, take our land. You know, that's also that's another story altogether.
Yeah, no, Denmark is not going to just sit back and let them do it. That's for sure. But just interesting, you know, if you look at the demographically at Greenland, it's the least populated place on Earth. So Greenland is as big as the DRC.
Mm-hmm.
Land size, 2.16 million square kilometers. But Greenland's got a population of 55,000 people. That means for every 100 square kilometers, there are 2.6 people, while a nation with the same size, the DRC, has got 5,000 people per every 100 square kilometers. So it's the least densely populated place on Earth. So you can only imagine there's not going to be many riots in Greenland, but Denmark for sure will not just sit back and let them take it.
Exactly right. Mike, thanks for answering my question there. Anything else that you've been holding on to that you wanted to share this morning?
Yeah, just one of my hardships at the moment is Iran, Brad, and just how desperately sad that world powers by name America and Israel is exploiting the hardship of the people. And I know not a lot of people will like what I say, but it's really important that we understand America couldn't care less about the people. You know, in the midst of their hardship, last week, Friday, while the Iranians were suffering and going to the most traumatic time, and Donald Trump say, you know, if this continues, we'll bomb the hell out of you. You know, in the midst of this hardship, Donald Trump implemented a new law that Iranians are not allowed to come to America. So what he's basically saying is, we really feel sorry for you guys, but don't even think about coming to our country. So the whole issue for Mr. Donald Trump, once again, is controlling Iran. It's oil again. It's oil security, energy security. So the whole issue there is creating, and it's amazing how the cycle worked, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
They started sanctions, and the sanctions crippled the nation. It didn't touch the elite. It crippled the nation, it crippled the people, hoping that there will be a revolution. Once there is a revolution, you move in and you change the regime. And obviously they want to, they've already said they're going to appoint Reza Pahlavi, the crown prince of the son of the previous Shah, as the new leader. And he has already said that he would immediately work with America, work with Israel, declare Israel a sovereign state, be part of the Abrahamic Accord. So he's already, you can see he's already a puppet that the US and Israel would like to appoint. And it's heartbreaking. Brad, for people to suffer is terrible. It's inhumane. For communities to suffer is even worse. But for people to exploit the pain of others is just probably one of the worst sins that you can think about. And this is what's happening in Iran, and it just, I've spoken to so many leaders in Iran. We've got a number of people, ministry partners and friends, and it's just heartbreaking, So let's pray for Iran.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate this giving us an input of what's actually happening down on the ground. When it comes to what we see in the news, that's always one thing. It doesn't really often reach down and give us an insight into how people are actually feeling and what their experiences are. We have so many things in the world to touch on, but we're plumb out of time this morning, Mike. Appreciate your expertise, your time, your passion. And since we've got a few seconds, just your stories that you write are always outstanding. Please, would you guide our listeners to know where they can read about these things to also help them form opinions and understanding?
Yeah, please. Thank you, Brad. I really encourage people. You know that I do extensive research. I am a analytical strategist. So when I see a video of someone really crying and talking about the hardship, I follow the digital breadcrumbs and see where did that originate, because where it originated will probably give you an idea who's behind this. And that's what I try and do, and that's what I try and did with Iran as well. So to read the full article, it's really close to my heart. And even if you don't agree, just to get behind the facts and the statistics, go to thethirdway.org. So it's just like you say it, the, and third, you spell out T-H-I-R-D-W-A-Y, the third way. www.mikebernard.org, and all the articles are there.
And that's the voice of Mike Bernard. Thanks, Mike. Have yourself a really special week. We'll catch up again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brad. To you and to the listeners, have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.